1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
I got a feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be
I got invited to prom.
I got invited
to prom. I'm going to prom. How'd prom go?
Don't ask. We're asking.
How'd prom go?
Yeah, get your stories in 1029thehog.com.
There's
clickety-clack around and you send in your story.
$1,500 prize package. If yours gets read, it goes into a random drawing with all the other letters. Here's what's in there. $500 gift card to Steinhoffel's, a wakeboard courtesy of the Bud House of Lake Country, and a $500 Visa gift card courtesy of Callan Construction. Time for round two.
We have milked the story teat, and here's what we have. Senior year, my buddy has a gift certificate for the local steakhouse. I had a couple of cases of beer. We went to eat, drove around, and drank beer. We had the bright idea to go to prom, where we ended up getting two votes for king and queen and one vote for the cutest couple. So what, they just showed up after?
Sounds like it.
Can you do that?
I didn't.
I was a Stallus girl and went with a Brookfield Central guy. Mm-hmm. We went to his prom. We got all dressed up in the traditional dress and tux. He was driving his mom's red Audi. Dinner with the other couple went perfect. We made our way to the school for the dance. The protocol was that each couple would stand in the doorway to be announced. We were the next couple to enter when all of a sudden, we watched in horror as the couple ahead of us were drenched in water from above.
Like, it's a carry move.
Like carry, right.
But that was pig's blood.
Yeah.
Pig's blood.
The girl's dress and makeup were ruined and she was sobbing. My boyfriend and I walked around the mess and looked up to the balcony to see a group of cackling hags holding the buckets they had just dumped.
What?
We checked on the couple to make sure they were okay, talked with their friends for a few minutes, and left without ever dancing. I
just
want the story
it.
Of the person who had the water dumped on
Yeah.
him.
Wow.
Water dumpy, you should write in. Yeah.
I wonder if it was random or they were really targeting
that couple.
What
was that all about?
You know, was it just a stunt, or was it like just really directed at them? Wow.
It sounds like it was a mean girl's thing. May 1980, Cover Bridge Park, Cedarburg. A sunny hot day for our post-prom party. All went well till a group of friends approached me and said, "Your date is sitting in the middle of the Milwaukee River." According to some of her friends, some of the other girls, my date felt I was not paying enough attention to her.
And went to sit in the river?
So choosing to sit in the middle of the river was the solution to this problem.
I guess I'll just go sit in the river since you don't want to talk to me.
Well, the water in this prom round.
Water,
What?
So I got her out of the river, took her to the car, and drove her home. Never to speak of this incident again till now.
Oh, wow.
Now, are they together or? That's another question.
I would say
I would go no.
I'm going to say if they're married,
you don't know.
He's really upped his game. And from that day on, I gave all her my attention.
We don't know.
Yeah.
River sitter.
Yeah.
Your date's in the river again?
Well, that happened in Saving Mr. Banks, right? The mom went and just kind of walked into the river, and daughter came and had to get her out. Yeah, you know.
I don't remember that scene. I saw the movie too.
Yeah, Saving Mr. Banks. Picture it, prom 2000. My boyfriend at the time took me to my senior prom. We went with an old mobster look. He was in a zoot suit, and I wore a long black strapless dress with black satin gloves.
Senior prom is not junior prom. You can do more stuff like this at senior prom.
Yeah.
Junior's more traditional. At least it used to be.
Just take note, long black strapless dress.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I got it.
We were very Warren Beatty and Madonna and Dick Tracy. At some point in the evening, he got it in his head to try and be romantic.
Ooh.
Channeling Patrick Swayze from Dirty Dancing, he thought it would be romantic to pick me up underneath my arms and spin me around.
Unrehearsed, unpracticed, never done before.
Strapless dress.
Right.
Oh, God.
Romantic indeed, he picked me up, but what neither of us realized is that he was standing on the hem of my dress.
Yep.
I went up, dress came down, the entire student body got to witness everything God gave me, and I mean everything.
It can't, wow.
Okay.
So she wasn't wearing anything?
I mean. Doesn't sound like it.
I wouldn't leave the house without, but.
Everything.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I was real popular with the football team for the rest of my senior year. And.
Hey, Sandy.
That boyfriend, I married him.
Yeah, there you go. Not, you don't go sit in a river.
What happened at the wedding?
You don't sit in a river.
Yeah.
You buck up. You put that dress back on and you keep dancing.
We're going on 21 years now, but there are no strapless dresses to be seen.
There you go. Lesson learned.
Wow. Married or prom date?
Well,
that's
going to happen from time to time.
Yeah, right. Not a big percentage, but a percentage.
Wow. Love this.
I ripped her dress off at prom. On accident.
And she married
me. And we're married. 21 years. I thought she'd never talk to me again.
I thought she was headed for the river.
My best friend was to take his girlfriend to prom. And although we were not dating, I asked her best friend, the best friend of the girl that his friend is dating.
Got it. To be a foursome,
To be a foursome. The four of us always hung out together anyway. The week of the event, my friend and his girl break up and are not going.
Now what? Now what are we going to do?
My date and I decided that we wouldn't go either since we were only going together because of our friends. I decided to ask another girl that I was very good friends with, but... was afraid to actually ask out because I thought she was way out of my league.
Boy, probably right.
We all know that feeling.
But jeez, here we go. Later in life, she told me that she felt the same way about me.
Unrequited.
But we wound up going to prom together. We awkwardly made it through the dance and left with two other couples to drive somewhere out of the way and hang out. As the other couple started making out, we go to the car and leaned on the trunk and talked awkwardly about nothing, both too shy to make the first move.
Listen, lovers.
Aww.
That's why God gives you hormones to overcome fear.
No kidding.
The night ended with my hopes for much more with the girl of my dreams evaporating in the coming months as we both thought we were rejected by the other that night.
Wow. Perfect rom-com.
In hindsight, I would have been better off going with my original date. But
how long are you supposed to?
Hindsight is 2020.
How long? What is? I don't even know anymore. What is the courtesy time you have to give the couple in the car to go? Okay, we've waited 15 minutes out here already. Let's get out of here.
I think you have to keep an ear too. You know.
Just getting started at 15.
Moans and screams.
Yeah, why don't you drop us off and then you say you pick this up again.
Yeah, but where are we? In a field? In a
dress? I think that's weird to do that in a, you know.
But we didn't have anywhere to go, so that's what you did. You know, we all got hotel rooms. We did.
Maybe they wanted the other
two
jumped
in. But like six people in a room.
Right. Hey. Going to start right off with group sex.
With that foot licking you mentioned yesterday.
No. And this
one. Okay, and finally.
Prom Night 1978.
Whoa. What would be the song?
Drove 15 miles to my girlfriend's house in western Kenosha County, where she met me at the door, dolled up in her new dress, but sobbing uncontrollably.
What? You showed up
already? You just got there.
Apparently, sometime before I arrived, her dog had been killed by a car on the road out front. While I wasn't exactly dressed for the chore, tux.
Could you?
Where's the dad?
Could you get the dog?
Oh my God.
Where is it?
But being a good boyfriend, I removed the dead animal from the ditch, dragged it behind the garage, dug a large hole, and buried it.
In a tux.
Rented tux.
It's probably baby blue with ruffles.
Oh, in 78? Count on it.
Yeah.
Count on it.
Rust colored.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got his Tommy hair.
It's Robin's egg blue. It's the best. I got the best. It's $5 more for the
mint
Robin's egg
green.
Blue. Yeah. It's got the dark blue piping on the pants. The
she best. Insisted we still go to the dance, but Bronson's death set the tone for the rest of the evening and several days that followed. It wasn't the magical experience remembered by so many others.
No.
Anyway, I bought her a puppy for her birthday that summer and dated her long enough to learn that in his haste to go fishing, her own father accidentally killed Bronson with his Winnebago when he pulled out of the driveway that May afternoon. I
Pop
never
just
understood
kept going.
Why he didn't stop, just went fishing. Crushed the dog and rolled out of there, why it took 6 months to confess. Yeah. Honey, you like that puppy? Yeah. I have something to tell you. Wow.
My dad hit the dog and just went fishing.
Yeah.
I dated a guy the summer he ran over his family's dog.
What?
I dated a guy the summer he ran over his family's dog.
Holy cow. Got a prom story? Did you have to bury the family pet before prom
in a tux?